MRYP, KO4NUE. UE, nothing heard. I'm clear. RYP, KO4NUE. Okay, I'm clear.
4NUE, this is WD8RON. Over. KO4NUE, this is WD8RON. Over.
RON, KO4NUE. Stand by just a second, Ed. Me and Anna's doing a little bit of testing from the mountains up there. So let me make one more shout out, see if she can get into the repeater. KO4RYP, KO4NUE. YP, you are no audio. I can hear you opening the repeater, but no audio. So maybe with a little higher wattage, I can get to the repeater. YP, KO4NUE, I got you that time. Mark the spot right there in a big X so I know where I can transmit from. I got you. Okay. Be safe, 73s. I'll see you after a while. KO4NUE, clear. KO4NUE.
RON, I want to know if you're still making those Yagi antennas.
You need one?
So I'd like to try that one. You seem to have worked out some of the bugs on it. The one I built and that you saw, I just put an SWR meter on it and tried that, and I'm getting something over all around 4 on the SWR.
That's way too high, Ed. Way too high. Yeah, there's a little trick to it. That's quite a bit of trick to it. If you want to try to straighten yours out, I'll tell you kind of what the tricks are, but if not, I'll just give you one I got.
I'd like to get that one and play with this other one later on because it hasn't been doing what I'd hoped it would do. Like on the test we had, I didn't have a meter on it, put the meter on it this afternoon, and it's giving me that kind of reading.
Roger that. So, okay. Well, I'll get my hands on it and probably meet up with Patrick, and he can drop it off or whatnot. But I'll get with you sometime next week.
If you're going to go to his place, I can meet you over there.
Well, he comes in my area a lot, and I used to sometimes meet him for lunch down this way. So I'll just put it on the truck with him, and he can shuttle it up your way.
Because, we're 10, 15 miles apart at the most. I'm wondering if you've been able to get any results on this simplex test.
Yeah, and I'll be sharing those. Should be getting a Zoom link out here probably around Tuesday or Wednesday, and we'll divulge what we got.
A quick forecast, was it very much different from last time?
I'm not sure how to answer that because the data is very interesting. I would have to say that the longer distance stations are going to struggle. However, obviously the ones closer to the repeaters do not, but it was not a silver bullet, if you know what I mean. But I'll just have to share the data with you. It's really not that simple. You just need to see the data. It's eye-opening, but when you see what's happening, you kind of get what's it's not what you think. But I'll wait on the Zoom call so I can I can get everybody in one clip.
Remember that. Be interesting, because I know what you did with the dial last time was very interesting. Well done. And to get that to Patrick and then have him call me, I think you've got my home number. Have him call me when he's got it, and I'll come over and pick it up.
I'll be in contact. Well, Ed, let me get on. I'm in the net. So let me deal with this traffic. Now I'll talk with you later. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
D8RON out.
We're RIM calling any stations that might be listening. I'm just curious if anyone knows of any upcoming ham meetings or ham fests or anything like that. I'll be standing by and clear if there are no responses. Once again, this is KO4RIM.
D8RON, over.
Get the call, come back again.
WD8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. I've got a couple of dates for you as far as meetings, over.
WD8RON, this is KO4RIM.
Your ways, I've got a little bit of static on the line. There is a ham fest by Western Carolina Amateur Radio Society on Saturday, July 2-3. It's going to be at the Smoky Mountain Event Center in Waynesville. If you go online, you can get more information about it. Over.
I'm going through a bit of a hole here. You came in through really staticky. Let me get to the top of this hill, and I'll try to call you back.
Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, I'm standing by. Out.
WD8RON, this is KO4RIM, I'm back, and I should be within signal range now. Sorry about that.
RON, you're coming in much, much better and clear without all the garbage that you had before. The one I'm looking at now is Western Carolina Amateur Radio Society, Saturday, July 23 in Waynesville. Their site is whiskey.whiskey-charlie-alpha-romeo-sierra-club, I spell Charlie Lima Uniform Bravo, .org. Over.
Appreciate that. And I think I heard there's some group that meets on something like the third Thursday of the month in Greenville or Greer or somewhere like that. Those are the only, that's the only club I've heard about locally in this kind of Greenville area, but I did not know about the WCARS group. I do appreciate that.
Greenville area, you might check out the Anderson Club. They are on, let me get the right one. They are on the repeater 146.790 at 8:30 p.m. each night. And there's the Blue Ridge, which is the one we're on now. And that's on daily at 9 p.m. Over.
Check out that other repeater. I do appreciate the information. By the way, the name's Joel here.
Ed, let me make sure I have your call correctly. Kilo Oscar 4, X-ray, is that correct?
Correct, except for the last number, or the last letter is M as in Mike.
Is that up to my handwriting, which is to the point now that I cannot read it sometimes. There is another ham fest in Hendersonville, not really a ham, well, it's a swap thing monthly. In Hendersonville on Saturdays. I have to check the date on that one.
Okay, the information, Mr. Ed.
For breaking the repeater, but not intelligible at all.
RON, KO4RIM. Just wanted to say thank you, Mr. Ed, for the information. I've got to hop off the radio here for a little bit, but I wanted to wish everyone 7-3s, and you guys have a good evening. I'll be clear on my final. Take care.